from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Inukshuk, one of the three polar bears at the Cochrane Polar Bear Habitat, has died. A social media notice says it was discovered that Inukshuk had developed kidney disease, so the difficult decision to euthanize him was made this morning. Inukshuk was rescued when he was 3 months old and spent 8 of his almost 22 years at the Cochrane facility. The habitat is closed until Friday while staff concentrates on caring for the other two bears, Henry and Ganook, as well as each other. Steel girders were installed last week on the new bridge over the Porcupine River at Hoyle, marking a milestone in construction. City of Timmins Growth and Infrastructure Director Scott Tam says workers are now pouring concrete on both ends of the bridge.
And then in the month of September, they'll be working on the bridge deck, waterproofing, all that stuff. So as of right now, we're still scheduled to be completed on schedule as initially forecasted.
That's late this fall, about 3 years after the former bridge was closed due to structural concerns. A million Canadian travelers might have had their data compromised. Park and Fly confirms a breach to its network happened sometime between July 11th and 13th. While the company's platform was restored within 5 days, it says names, emails, mailing addresses, and Aeroplan and CAA memberships might have been accessed. However, payment information and passwords are not stored on the affected server. Park and Fly offers valet and self-park services at some airports, including the international ones in Toronto and Ottawa. The federal Liberal cabinet is meeting in Halifax the next 2 days in preparation for the resumption of parliament next month. Housing tops the agenda, with the government announcing that 56 properties will be set aside for the construction of new accommodations. They're government land and buildings that are surplus to federal needs. Housing Minister Sean Fraser says the properties won't be sold to developers. Instead, they'll be leased long-term so Ottawa can ensure the housing will be kept affordable. It's the time of year when everyone is talking about back to school, and it's the topic of our history feature for a few weeks. Earlier today, we heard from Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman about the first school in Porcupine in 1912. In Timmins itself, there are two possibilities for that title.
There was a two-room schoolhouse located on what is now Algonquin Boulevard. The teacher in charge was Miss Elizabeth Taylor, not that one, but another one. And the other possible first school title holder was a small schoolhouse on 3rd Avenue.
The second one was clapboard construction with one large room, two big windows, and a porch on the front of it.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.